Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of March 6th, 2023. Oregon's March economic and revenue forecast was released on Wednesday, February 22nd. The forecast showed another surge in tax collections and an improvement in the state's budget position, with a projected additional $714.6 million in general fund and lottery resources available to spend in the 2023-25 biennium. Net general fund and lottery revenues are up a combined $6.653 billion for the 2021-23 biennium since the legislature adjourned in 2021, resulting in record projected personal and corporate kickers and significant budget reserves for the state. Although the additional revenue for the 2021-23 biennium is good news, the appropriation to the current state school fund will not be increased. The district is operating within adopted appropriations for the current year and is creating the 2023-24 proposed budget documents to be shared at the Budget Committee meeting on April 25, 2023. The required current service level for Oregon schools is $10.3 billion, and advocates will be sharing this message throughout the legislative session. For HSD, remaining temporary ESSER III and American Rescue Plan funds may be invested into additional services to students or leveraged to bridge any budget gaps over the two-year funding cycle from 2023 to 2025. This strategy will continue to stabilize operational systems and services to students and support the strategic plan's priority areas. Learn more on the Budget Matters page of our website. Our featured event is the visit to Liberty High School by number one New York Times bestselling author Renee Watson on Friday, March 3rd. All Liberty freshmen have read her young adult novel, Piecing Me Together, which received a Coretta Scott King Award and Newbery Honor. Following her visit to Liberty, Watson traveled to the Brookwood Public Library to deliver the keynote speech kicking off the Hillsborough Reads event. From March 3rd to 18th, Hillsborough Reads will host author talks, panels, story times, workshops, and pop-up programs. You will meet the authors, discuss their works and writing practices, and learn what inspires them. Daylight saving time begins on Sunday, March 12th at 2 a.m. Please remember to move your clocks ahead 1 hour before going to bed Saturday night. March 6th through 10th is Classified Employee Appreciation Week. As HCU President Melody Hansen so aptly put it, our classified employees clean it, cook it, fix it, drive it, paint it, type it, schedule it, plant it, file it, and support, love, and believe in our students. So every day, but this week in particular, we recognize and celebrate our classified employees for all they do for students, fellow staff, families, and the HSD community. The 2023-24 school calendar was unanimously approved by the school board at their meeting on Tuesday, February 28th. You can find PDF copies in English and Spanish at hsd.k12.or.us/calendar. Our bond update is on the interior graphics for Tamarack Elementary School, which are being developed by HSD's architect, DLR Group. Beautiful illustrations will feature the transition of the seasons of a tamarack forest. They will be applied along the walls at the school entrance and on the pylons of Learning Street, the main hallway bisecting the school building. The short pony walls in the learning areas will be painted to match the color of the sky of the season adjacent to their location. Visit our website for a sneak peek of the draft illustrations for the spring season and find more information at hillsborough-bond.org. At their meeting on Tuesday, February 28th, the school board unanimously adopted the attendance boundary adjustments as proposed for Witchhazel, Rosedale, and Tamarack Elementary Schools. The adjustments will be incorporated into the student information system and transportation databases as soon as possible. These new boundaries will be in effect for the 2023-24 school year. The next Latino PAC meeting takes place from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, March 9th on Google Meet. All families of students identifying as Latino and or Mesoamerican Indigenous are welcome to attend to learn more about what is happening in the school district, how to get involved, and ways to support your children's education. The Black Village Family Advisory Committee will hold its monthly meeting on Monday, March 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom. All families with students who identify in whole or in part as Black, African American, or African are welcome to learn, grow, and unite as we come together to build a better community for our children. If you are a rising high school junior or senior who might be interested in HSC's early college program, please join us at one of two newly added information sessions on March 20th and 23rd. The application deadline for 2023-24 has been extended to Friday, April 14th. The Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue Program teaches young people essential life skills and provides unique insight into the exciting career fields of law enforcement, search and rescue, and emergency medical services. To participate, volunteers must be between the ages of 14 and 17, reside in Washington County, have a minimum 2.3 GPA with no failing classes, and make a minimum 2-year commitment as an active member. Learn more at upcoming information sessions on March 20th and 25th. Application deadline is Saturday, April 15th. What movies do you want to see in Hillsborough Parks this summer? Throughout March, the City of Hillsborough invites you to nominate your favorite movies in four categories on the Engage Hillsborough platform: youth and family, Spanish language, teen, and classic family movies. Once the nomination process is concluded, community members will vote on the movie finalists through Engage Hillsborough between April 4th and May 11th. The March edition of Hillsborough Public Library's Student Success Newsletter contains information about a book tasting event for teens, family yoga nights, FAFSA assistance, and more. Find it on our website. Attention staff, Lewis and Clark Graduate School of Education and Counseling is holding a virtual information session from 4 to 5 p.m. on Thursday, March 9th on its School Counseling Master's Degree and Preliminary License Program. Find the registration link on the staff news page of our website. The second episode of HR's High Five podcast series focuses on the heart of HSD. Enjoy listening to staff members Salo Acosta, Sierra Hartzell, and Jacqueline Vasquez Burgos share their stories about what motivates them in their work. That's all for the week of March 6th, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.